Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day two of testimony in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. It will begin with a hearing on the gag order that prosecutors say Donald Trump has violated at least 10 times. ABC's Peter Haralambos has more.
Prosecutors have asked Judge Juan Merchan to fine Trump $10,000. They cited 10 social media or campaign posts from Trump they alleged violate the gag order by mentioning jurors or witnesses in the case. Prosecutors have also raised the possibility of jail time if Trump continues to violate the order.
No opening statements in the case were held on Monday. More protests against the war in Gaza on college campuses this week. Police made more than 100 arrests while clearing a pro-Palestinian encampment at New York University last night. Protests also at Columbia and also Yale. City of Baltimore wants the owner of the Dolly cargo ship held in keep responsible for the Key Bridge collapse. City leaders argue in court filings the company knew of problems on board before the ship took off, crashing into the bridge. This is ABC News. New concerns about a major cyber attack against the country's biggest health insurer, United Health Group, now says what it calls a substantial portion of patient data was stolen earlier this year in a hacking. Book fans are stepping up their fight against book bans.
After conservative groups sought to ban books dealing with sexuality, gender, and race in Bloomington, Minnesota, a not-straight 18-year-old, Shay Ross and friends, organized and helped persuade their school board to make it much harder to do so. Minnesota is one of several Democratic-leaning states pursuing bans on book bans. Washington and Maryland passed them this year, Illinois last year. Over 4,000 books were targeted last year, says the American Library Association, a big increase from the year before. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And a major deal in the world of high-fashion handbags running into a federal roadblock. The FTC suing to stop the company behind Coach from buying the parent company of Michael Kors. They say it would stifle competition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. In Milwaukee County Court, 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson pleads not guilty in connection to the death of Sade Robinson. Monday's court appearance was Anderson's first since body parts were found along Lake Michigan last week. He was arrested April 4th, 2 days after someone found Robinson's leg in a park in Cudahy. Governor Tony Evers isn't ruling out stepped-up security for Wisconsin's election administrator. Evers said Monday he had already added security for Megan Wolf before former President Donald Trump recently accused her of trying to steal the upcoming election. And the governor also joined the state's Department of Natural Resources in announcing a goal on Earth Day Monday of having 100 million trees planted in Wisconsin by 2030. The Wisconsin Trillion Trees Pledge 2023 annual report says more than 9.8 million trees were planted and more than 3,000 acres of forest land were conserved.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov.
With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible by early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high of 60 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, will drop down to 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little cooler, high of 55. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katy did sing like a symphony. Porch swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow tree. What was I supposed to do?
I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing, hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. It was plain to see it was one of those days that I made for taking a ride. So I went downstairs, cleared my head with coffee and cigarettes. And when it hit me right there, then my mind was set. Well, I phoned work and told them they're gonna be a man short today. I got the sunny day blues, there's only one thing that's gonna make them go away. So I went out and I climbed into my big old Chevrolet. And with a turn of the key and a cloud of dust, I was on my way. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. Cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Troubles are behind. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town, and I can feel the wind blowing.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hear the same old song, and I don't leave the highway long enough to bog down in the mud. 'Cause I've got a rambling fever in my blood. I caught this rambling fever long ago when I first heard a lonesome whistle blow. If someone said I ever gave a damn, they damn sure told you wrong. I've had rambling fever all along.
Rambling fever,
the kind that can't be measured by degrees.
Rambling fever,
there ain't no kind of cure for my disease. There's times I'd like to bed down on the sofa and let some pretty lady rub my back and spend the early morning drinking coffee and talking about when I'll be coming back. 'Cause I don't let no one
woman tie me down, and I'll never get too old to get around. I want to die along the highway and rot away like some old highline pole. Restless rambling fever in my soul.
Rambling fever,
kind that can't be measured by degrees.
Rambling fever,
there ain't no kind of cure for my disease. Yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Merle Haggard and Ramblin' Fever here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-40s. We have rain on the way. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Also, Chad Smith in this hour in our newsmaker segment, talking about your farm equipment tires. Farmers, now time to get those tires inspected. Before we head out into the fields, Chad will have more on that coming up in our newsmaker segment this hour. Some changes coming to fair season this year, as 4-H and FFA exhibitors are going to be allowed to show their animals, pies, crafts at multiple county fairs. It's always been you could only go to one. You know, if your son or daughter, they're showing at the Buffalo Pepin County Fair, well, that's the only fair they can show at. Well, now they'll be able to show not only at Buffalo Pepin Fair, but if they want, they could show at the Pierce County Fair. They could even show at the Dunn County Fair as well. As Governor Evers last Friday signed that new law into place, the funding or the law also includes a funding boost as well to make sure the local fairs can cover the cost of all of their competition. So some changes coming for this year's fair season. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, today's guest is Brian Brown of EverEgg, who grew up on a family farm and realized the opportunity for innovative technology as it relates to calf care. Brian shares his insights from a recent PDP Dairy Signal.
The mother of innovation is technology, and we actually are looking at saving baby calves and their mothers with this technology. Our whole goal is to try to reduce stillbursts, reduce dystocia leading to exits in the first 60 days. And we're able to have solutions that do that via software and looking at what are the big problems in the transition stage for the dairy cow and their offspring. So definitely dystocia, something that is usually happening when the cow is pushing for too long and things get swollen, the calf can't come out naturally. And if that cow is damaged in any way, she's not going to breed back. She's going to have a lot of transition health problems. And of course, that calf is going to have a much rougher time coming in and staying into this world. So the current rates of dystocia being up to 11% and stillbirths up to 10 definitely have room for improvement from 1 to 2 weeks out from calving. This is the spot where you have either full-time or some part-time staff watching these animals, looking for those signs of calving. The problem is that each person has their own subjective point of view on when is this cow actually going to calve, when should I move her, etc. So what we're looking at is installing computer vision technology inside the close-up pen, and not just monitoring a cow in a point of time, but actually tracking her specifically and tracking her history. We don't want to just say, this cow looks like she might be calving now. We want to watch for the long term, which is something that humans can't do. You can't create a trend analysis of that cow when you see her for 1 or 10 seconds. Raising their tail for 10 minutes, we track that. If they go from showing calving symptoms, moving across to a different camera and showing calving symptoms again, we still persist that. So we're able to aggregate that and actually create an index for calving. So this was probably one of the hardest parts of development, something that I don't think has ever been done before, especially in dairy, being able to look at the movements of each individual cow, look at the IDs of the animal, and then also track other activities that happen in that pen and what those cows are doing. Anything that gives us clues as to how imminent calving is, and we create an index from that, and we send an alert allowing the employees to make accurately timed movements. Why we focused on the maternity area specifically, we do have another system that covers the whole freestall barn for the milking pens, but the maternity area is a significantly smaller footprint. So it's a smaller investment to get going, even though the opportunity in this area is huge. This is not going to replace labor. You're still going to need somebody to move the cow, but this definitely can reallocate that labor to be working on other things and not constantly have to run back to go through that pen, stir up the cows for no reason unless there's an action to take. And with this objective symptom detection, when cows are moved will be much more accurate. And then leading back to the ROI, which is quantifiable, like less stillbirths, less dystocia, less exits in the first 60 days. Like that's what we're signing up to deliver for these farms.
And that's Brian Brown of EverEgg from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
And I'm sweeping my floor.
crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going on like this. Cause I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's loving, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Gotta wash my truck and dress up and pick her up to watch TV. She sits down on the sofa, she'll move a little closer, she can't get enough of me. And I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's loving, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Come on, baby.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tim McGraw, I Like It, I Love It, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 48 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, May milk down 3 to 18.35, June down 9 to 18.45, July down 10 to 18.65, August steady at 1884. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets yesterday, barrels up 11 to 177, 40-pound blocks up 8 to 176, 5 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 8 to 3, even 15 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 112, no trades on the day. Dry whey down a quarter to 39 even, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are called higher today as they were higher across the board yesterday. Cattle traders reacted to that cattle on feed report. Now, the bullish implications of the report are providing the fodder needed for the traders to buy aggressively. The concerns about impact on beef demand due to avian flu and dairy cattle were put to the back burner. It's becoming possibly old news. It's not been discovered in beef cattle, and it's not a threat to the beef supply, so the market's moving back to fundamentals. Tight cattle numbers that will likely be seen throughout this year. Meanwhile, hog markets moved higher due to strong and continued strength of pork cutouts. That's expected to continue today as well. April live cattle opens the day at 183.82, June at 178.05, August 176.40. April feeder cattle open at 242.90, May 245.17, August 258.47. May hogs open at 96.70, June 105.50, July 107.67. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher as wet weather and cold weather across northern Europe may have damaged their crop prospects, and more of that is expected throughout the week, and that is helping to support U.S. prices. May and July corn both up 1.25 this morning. May at 441, July 451, September and new crop up 1.5, September at 459.5, December at 474. May beans up 3 to 1164, July up 2.75 to 1179.25, August up 2.5 to 1181, new crop up 2.25 to 1174. May soybean meal up $1.40 this morning to $3.45.70. May soybean oil up 12 cents to $45.16. Chicago wheat, May and July both up 9.75. May at 580, July at 597.25. Minneapolis wheat, May up 7.75 to 663.5. July up 8.75 to 671.5. And in the energy markets this morning, moving mostly lower, June crude oil down 33 cents to 81.57. July down 30 cents to 80.91. And May and June gas both down 2 cents this morning, May at 266, June at 264. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osteoplastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osteoplastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osteoplastics and Supply.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 388, May 391, June 395, new crop 418. Cash beans 1081, May 1086, June 1092, new crop 1087. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 414 and 3 quarters, May 417 and 3 quarters, June 414 and 3 quarters, new crop 422 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and May corn 404, June 420, new crop 422. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 392, May 392, new crop 417. Cash and May beans 1089, new crop 1096. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 395, new crop 417, cash beans 1085, new crop 1087. Red Wing Grains, cash May, June corn all at 427, new crop 422, cash beans 1136, May 1141, June 1149, new crop 1116. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 394, May 394, new crop 417, cash beans 1089, May 1093, new crop 1096. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 158 to 185, Holstein fed cattle 142 to 169, market cows 89 to 130, bulls 115 to 152, calves at 250 to 900, beef steers 187 to 365, Holstein steers 130 to 290, sheep markets, market lambs 140 and down, light lambs 265 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 110 and down, goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 240 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Life goodbye. Hey baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love.
gave them so much love that all us kids were born. We all grew up on Mickey Mouse and hula hoops. Then we all bought BMWs and brand new pickup trucks. And we watched John Kennedy die one afternoon. Kids of the baby boom. It was a time of new prosperity in the USA. All the fortunate offsprings never had to pay. We had sympathy for the devil and the Rolling Stones. Then we got a little older, we found Haggard and Jones. A generation screaming for more room. Kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom. Chickens way too soon. Kids of the baby boom. Now we all can run computers and we all can dance. We all have Calvin Klein written on our underpants. And at 6 o'clock, like robots, we turn on the news. Watch those third world countries deal out more abuse. Remember the first man on the moon. Kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom. We have freedom, we have money. Baby boom. Here in the land of milk and honey. Counting our chickens way too soon. Kids of the baby boom. Our lives become a capsule they send to the stars. And our children look at us like we came from Mars. As the farms disappear and the sky turns black, we're a nation full of takers, never giving back. We never stop to think what we consume. Kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom. Chickens way too soon. Kids of the baby boom. Our optimism mingles with the doom. Kids of the baby boom.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down.
Your lips hold a wild desire. And give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down.
Your touch brings me to my knees.
You got me begging. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're touch me, turn me on, and burn me down.
Mm-hmm.
spread my ashes all around.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down.
Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn.
Turn me on and burn me down. Touch me, turn me on and burn me down.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Wild farmers, it's now time to carefully inspect your farm equipment tires before heading into the field this spring. Chad Smith has more.
That can help you avoid flat or ruined tires during an important time of year. Austin Fisher, field engineer for Firestone Ag, says it's important to check tires to avoid costly downtime.
It's so important because according to the Firestone Ag downtime calculator, just 1 hour lost during planting can result in upwards of $2,000 per hour yield loss in the fall. Every hour of downtime just adds up and takes away from the paycheck in the fall.
Firestone Ag has put together a checklist to help make sure your tires are ready to go.
The first step is to check the inflation pressure with a good calibrated high quality gauge. If the inflation pressure is not where it should be, then it should be adjusted. The other thing is if you don't know what the proper inflation pressure is supposed to be, then you'll need to figure out what your maximum axle loads are, because that's what the inflation pressure will have to be based on. The next step would be to check the tire sidewalls for any cracks, cuts, bubbles, or other damage that could potentially cause issues in the spring during planting. Similarly, we recommend for the third step to check the tread lugs and make sure that they're not beginning to tear off, or they don't have really deep creasing at the bases, or that they're not chunking out in the center. And then lastly, that they are at least 20% of the depth that they were when they were new.
After that, it's time to dig further into the tread conditions.
The next step would be to check the tread subsurface, so the area between the lugs, what we call the valley. Make sure that there's not any damage there. Typically, what we would be looking for would be any punctures or deep cuts or damage from stubble that exposes the cord. The next step is to check to make sure there's not a large gap between the center lug and the tire's footprint, so the interface between the ground and the tire, to make sure that the tires aren't overinflated. Now, the caveat to this is the tire inflation pressure has to be set to the worst case load. The next step is to check the valve stems for any cracks, corrosion, make sure it's not coated in debris, and then make sure that the cap is secure, tight, and good condition. And then the very last step we recommend is just to make sure all the nuts, bolts, hardware, etc., in the wheel assembly is tight and in good condition and torqued to the manufacturer's specs.
He talks about where farmers can find more information and support from Firestone Ag.
Well, we have the seven-step checklist and other resources on our website. You can get there by visiting firestoneag.com. Your local Firestone Ag certified dealer would also be a great resource to talk to. We have the Firestone Ag Field Engineering Hotline, and that number is 1-800-847-3364. And then lastly, the Firestone Ag YouTube is a great resource, as we have a lot of training videos on there.
Again, that website is firestoneag.com. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. You can also visit Bowerville Tire and Service for more information on inspecting your farm equipment tires. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand at Napa. Durand at Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa Know-How from Durand at Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Breezy northwest winds and rain are expected today in our ag weather forecast. Now, we could see winds anywhere from 15 to 25, gusting up to 30 to 35 today. The winds will finally subside on Wednesday, and then rain chances gradually increase from the southwest to the northeast late Thursday through Thursday night, with a widespread rain expected Friday and Saturday. After a small break Saturday night, additional rainfall looks likely Sunday. Dry conditions return early next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of a shower or storm, highs 57 to 62. Relative humidities at 44 to 49%. West winds at 14 to 19, shifting to the northwest and gusting up to 30. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible, about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming clear with frost late, lows 25 to 30, relative humidities at 71 to 76%, north winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, sunshine, frost early, highs 52 to 57, relative humidities at 21 to 26%, east winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the southeast. We'll see 13 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high 60 to 65. Friday, mostly cloudy with showers and storms, high 60 to 65. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, highs 65 to 70.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection. I've used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
There are many different types of features found on agricultural GPS guidance systems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Choosing a system depends on your needs as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
The size of your operation, having a GPS system when planting, spraying, and other field operations gives you better accuracy and efficiency. You can choose between several levels of accuracy. Morgan Dietrich is the market manager for embedded technology at John Deere. He says the type of GPS receiver needed for your operation depends on the intended use because it determines repeatability and pass-to-pass accuracy.
SF1 is our base signal. And that is pass-to-pass accuracy in 15 minutes within 6 inches. So if you would come back to that same place within that 15 minutes, you should still be within the 6 inches. Once you're past that time frame, you could be further away. Then when we step that up to SF3, That would be 1.2 inches in 15 minutes, but it actually allows repeatability of that 1.2 inches for a full 9 months.
Another option is called RTK, real-time kinematic.
And that essentially allows you to come back to the same point year after year with 1 inch accuracy. That's the beauty of RTK, and it allows customers to do things more repeatable than would an SF1 or an SF3. There are additional costs for RTK. You need to have a radio that essentially helps you triangulate where your signal is coming from.
You also need a display and the software that enables the system. How easy it is to use is another important factor. Consider how intuitive the menus, buttons, and touch interfaces are, and how easy it is to train other operators. Learn more about choosing a guidance system for your operation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online.